close your eyes. And just think about one characteristic of God. It could be that He's a God of love. You could see Him as creator. You could see Him as holy. Just close your eyes and begin to think of what that means.
Yeah.
He did a great job. Wilbur Nervous, he did a great job. He was actually out here trying to decide whether I try, should I try it or should I not. And the blessing of being like church like this is that we get to try things. And no one's going to judge you or pick at what you're doing. Step out and enjoy with friends and family. So just really, if you have a musical gift or something, you just want to have a chance to kind of just worship and help people worship, please talk to me for me. We're going to be talking with the Holy Spirit today, and so this song is more about faith and stepping out on the waters and just really guided by the Holy Spirit. So again, I know of all the distractions and like it's really hard to focus in worship sometimes. But even if it's for a segment, really try to think of the words you're singing and what it means. Allowing yourself to visualize what that step of faith is.
Not alone, I owe you.
Teach us to step out beyond our comfort zones, Lord God. Teach us to reach out beyond the confines of our personality. And allow your Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us. To direct us where you would have us go. And to what you would have us do. Take us out of our own strength, Lord God. And let us rely fully and 100% on you. Reading an article today, this week. An article was actually talking about, particularly about Christian kids in North America. But I think it applies across. And what it basically said is that we're raising nice kids who have Christian values but lack the faith required to live that life. I was really challenged because in these songs we have to realize as parents and soon to be parents and people who are married and single. But that the Christian life is about faith and being led by the Spirit.
It's not how much of a nice kid you are or a nice person you are. So we really want to challenge ourselves and our children to live by faith by the Holy Spirit. To push ourselves past our comfort zone. Past the things that are easy. Past the things you can figure out. And trust in the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. God's love this place and fills the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Help us to discern the leading and the guiding of your Holy Spirit. Discern our choices.
We want to welcome you again.
Thank you.
It's so good to see every single one of you. I don't know, just look around. You know, you can't see everybody's face from facing up, you can just see our face. So just turn around and look to the side and you know, say to somebody, welcome home, or hiding aside. Such a blessing. There's a woman who's about my age who I respect very much. And probably you have, many of you have heard of her. Her name is Darlene Check. She has written many, many worship songs, a lot of the songs that a lot of us sing, and she has really been amazing. A woman of faith in the whole world. And she taught me a lot of things. Actually, I used to lead worship, and she taught me a lot of things about leading worship, but the most important thing that she taught me she taught me to have the heart of it as a part of a community as whatever it takes.
それはですね、そのコミュニティの中でどんな状況であっても、
whatever it takes、
どんな状況であっても、
so it means that she was willing to do anything for the body of Christ.
And she's a world famous worship leader. She was willing to do anything for
the body of Christ. And did. Not just said it wasn't just words, but she actually lived and still lives doing whatever it takes. And as we were worshiping, as Damon was leading us, like really, for worship easy, it's really easy to say whatever it takes. But I read something this week and I was reminded of something that I just want to share. It's the words actually of a 12-year-old young Japanese boy. And his words were, where is my cross? Where is my cross? And after he said those words, he was led to his cross and he was crucified. That happened on Martyrs Hill in Japan several hundred years ago. So just as we had communion this morning and
communion をしましたけれども、生誕式を持ちましたけれども、
blood has been shed.
本当にイエス様は私のために血を流してくださったということを覚えたいと思います
。 Not just words, but blood has been shed that we can be here worshiping God.
私たちが神様を賛美できるために私たちのために血を流してくださった
ことを覚えたいと思います。 Of course, most of all, Jesus' blood was shed.
イエス様の血が流されただけではなくて、
This morning we had communion.
今日聖餐式しましたけれども、
And if you weren't able to partake in that time, we put the elements for you to be able to partake in them. It's a command of our Lord. So if you weren't able to join us this morning, by all means, put it upstairs, and by all means, have a time, even during or before the last song, go up and just have a time with yourself and God or somebody else. The commandment of God that we remember what He did for us.
Okay.